Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Should Ireland bring in age verification on porn sites? Well, in a major shakeup in France's digital landscape, Pornhub, YouPorn and RedTube have gone offline. The move comes after their parent company, Alo, suspended access in a protest of new French laws requiring strict age verification to block minors from adult content. Critics say it raises privacy concerns. The government insists it's protecting children. But should porn sites in Ireland require user verification? So it got us talking. It seems, and I wasn't aware of this, that, you know, you can click in to Pornhub and probably lots of others, but we've used that because it's probably the most popular one and the most visited porn site in the world. And in two clicks, without any submission of identification or anything like that, you're into, you know, adult content and really, really inappropriate content from, you know, a child's point of view. But the access is ridiculously easy. So in my opinion, it's not surprising that France have brought in this legislation. They are looking for credit cards or government ID details in order to prove your age. And obviously, Pornhub feel like that's going to affect their business and their business model. Irish porn star Andy Lee is on the line. Andy, are you there?
Hi, Anna. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Andy. What do you think about this?
So obviously, the number one priority is to protect children. No matter what, number one priority, protect children. Obviously, then the second priority then is protecting each individual's identification. They're the two priorities, no matter what you do. Now, how do you police this? You know, is this going to work? Like, the internet is such a mess. They say, oh, we're going to add verification in, but who's going to stop putting porn on Twitter, for example, or one of these other websites that's not a paid website that doesn't go through this age verification process? Or who's to stop a Russian website? Who's going to police that? You know, this is what we have to talk about.
Yeah, so there's inappropriate content can be found on all sorts of different social media platforms and online. I get what you're saying. But at the same time, it's up to, you know, a nation, a country, a government to protect younger people and put the right policies and processes in place, I suppose. And that's why France have done this.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's up to the parents, number one, to protect the children. The parents should be watching what they're trafficking, what their children are watching online. They should be checking everything. They should be putting restrictions on their children's phones. That's your first point of protection, as the parents. And then from there, then you can move on to other things. Like, I just don't understand how putting your credit card details into Pornhub is going to stop anything.
Well, I suppose people feel like they had access to it quite easily in France. And I believe France is the second biggest market after the US are the biggest users of Pornhub. So it's a huge market for them as a business.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And but it's privacy infringing is what they've said as a company.
Yeah. Now, I think, obviously, I'm very pro-porn. I'm very pro all the adult industry. I'm very pro-sex. But also, on the other hand, then, I'm here to protect children no matter what. Children are the number one priority. They shouldn't have access to porn. But obviously, it comes down to parents. Number one, parents, yeah? Then I just don't understand how they're going to police this, because you're going to have... Kids are not stupid. They're going to use VPNs. If kids want to see this stuff, they're going to see it, you know. But ultimately, it comes down to parents to police it, really.
To police it. That's your opinion anyway. And do you use Pornhub as a platform, Andy, as part of your job?
I do. Yeah, I do. And they are very stringent. Everything we do, we've put IDs and verification for everything.
So you provide content for the site, is that it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and would that be just one of the many sites that you work with?
Yeah, I use loads.
Okay. Stay on the line, Andy. I just want to get a different perspective here. James is on the line in Donegal. James, do you think this could infringe on someone's privacy, or do you think it's kind of a sensible process?
Well, I think it's one of those problems where you can see both sides of it. The first thing would be the various companies, of the owner, Ilo, of Pornhub, they're not saying this because they really care about the privacy of individuals. They're doing it because they're obligated as a corporation to make money for their shareholders. So that's their primary objective and their primary reason for saying this. So if it made them more money to enforce these age laws, they would do that. So I don't want people to think that these companies really care about privacy and really care about the individual. That's the first thing. The second thing is there is a problem with children accessing pornography. You know, I've heard stories of kids is in primary school accessing it. And even when they get a bit older and they're in secondary school level, it isn't healthy for them to see that because they get an unrealistic expectation for boys, you know, expecting a certain performance by girls and certain body types of boys, and then girls not knowing what they're obligated to do and how to perform. In my mind, it's the equivalent of watching an action movie and expecting to fight like an action movie. It's not like that. Porn is a caricature, an acting of sex. It's not the real thing. And I think people, especially young people, need to really understand that and be educated in that. The second thing, the third thing is, when it comes to the privacy, that is a very valid issue. This idea that people have complete privacy online is nonsense. Anyone right now who has accessed porn, your data is absolutely able to be harvested and exploited. However, this is a step further when it comes to putting in your credit card details and putting in having to verify it with a government ID. And this notion that, oh yes, it'll be secure and a double blind option. I mean, look at any major database, whether it's the HSE, Microsoft, Apple, any of them. There has been numerous hacks against them and releases of information and data. And I think it is unfair for somebody who is trying to, over the age of 18, they're a fully consenting adult, to have their privacy exploited and revealed in that way. And absolutely, I think Andy, the other guy there, he said children will be able to find this. They absolutely will, because the internet, it will come out in some other way. There is no way you can police this 100%. I think the sentiment of trying to protect children from it is absolutely the right path, but absolutely I believe in getting parents involved in it, not handing over every single problem to the government and say, oh, just put a ban on it. It's the equivalent of alcohol laws.
I don't think there's the suggestion of putting a ban on it, though. I think there's the suggestion of copying France and putting procedures in place that mean if an adult wants to access this as part of their lifestyle, then they need to sign up properly and make it less easily accessible for minors, I suppose. Interestingly, the French Minister for Gender Equality wrote Au Revoir in response to the news that Pornhub were exiting France. In a post on X or Twitter, she wrote, there'll be less violent, degrading and humiliating content accessible to minors in France. I have Ruth Breslin, a director of the SERP Institute for Sexual Exploitation, on the line. Ruth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, nice to join you.
Hi, thank you for joining us this afternoon, Ruth. What are your thoughts on this, please?
So I couldn't agree more with Minister Roberge, the Minister for Gender Equality in France.
Mm-hmm.
She is absolutely right. Pornography is absolutely rife with extremely violent, misogynistic, degrading and humiliating content, much of which is targeted at women and girls. 9 in 10 scenes contain violence. Pornography is driving a rise in very harmful sexual practices, including non-consensual practices, including dangerous practices such as strangulation. I cannot agree with the previous speaker that this is a fantasy. I can tell you, for the women involved in the production of this content, it is experienced as very, very real. But we are also seeing the really strong evidence that pornography is, in fact, shaping our sexual scripts. That adults, but particularly young people who have no previous template for sexual behaviour, are learning from pornography that very violent, rough and degrading sex is what sex is supposed to be. And actually, much of what they're consuming is sexual violence when they observe and watch pornography. And that is literally being translated into their real life sexual behaviours and intimate relationships. So in the study that we did last year that explored the link between pornography and violence against women and girls, there was a very broad consensus that at the very, very least, young people under 18 should not be exposed to this extremely harmful content featuring rape, featuring spy cams, featuring incest, that it's just not right that young people should be exposed to this. And so what's happened in France is actually fantastic news and a really positive development in my view.
Yeah. And just to explain it for listeners, because I needed an explainer on this today. This is a free hub for the most part. I'm sure there's no doubt areas where you pay for more content or whatever. The same in so many of those kind of apps. But this move comes after the parent company, Elo, suspended access in protest of the French laws. So the French laws put these kind of strict age verification processes in place to block minors from adult content. And Elo have said, they're the parent company, we're out.
Are doing here, and it's very clear, we've got to remember, pornography is a massive multi-billion dollar business, and it's all about gaining more customers. And much of they protest is that they don't want young people on their platforms. They produce pornography that is themed with children's content. You know, we can find Minecraft-themed pornography, Fortnite-themed pornography, Pokemon-themed pornography on these platforms. It is really busy attracting children and young people, even when it claims it doesn't. And essentially what they're saying in their statement is, we value greatly the privacy of our users over the actual safety, welfare and well-being of children and young people. And France, thankfully, have realised that that's totally not acceptable. And as the Minister for Equality has said, she's quite happy to see them leave the country so that, you know, young people can no longer be harmed by something that's very clearly now driving sexual violence in our society. You know, our research with a number of experts and looking at all the literature determined that the jury is no longer out in this. There is a direct link between consuming this content, particularly consuming it in a problematic way, and the perpetration of violence against women and girls. There's no question in the evidence about that.
So do you think, I know BBC News have asked ALO as well whether it will block its sites in the UK too when the laws come in. And in May, Ofcom announced it was investigating two pornographic websites which had failed to detail how they were preventing children from accessing their platforms. Are we seeing the start of a bigger shift here in terms of government saying we need more processes in place?
Yes, absolutely. So age verification is due to come into the UK in July, and we're really watching this space on that. But also at the European Commission level, just last week, the European Commission has launched a massive investigation into four of the huge pornography platforms. Again, reminding everybody this is a big business that is really, you know, driving and shaping sexual violence in our lives. So they're investigating four of the major platforms, Pornhub being among them. And the reason they're investigating them is yet again, those platforms have failed to prevent minors from accessing their content. Mm-hmm. So we're going to watch those investigations really, really closely. But I would love to see essentially the beginning of the end of this extremely harmful trade, and particularly the impact it's having in our young people's lives and on their sexual relationships.
Yeah.
If we want young people to have happy, positive, safe and enjoyable sexual relationships, then we need to be porn critical. If we want to have those sex positive experiences, we need to be very porn critical.
Graeme is on the line. Graeme, do you think this will stifle our sexual exploration?
Absolutely not. Thanks, Anna, and thanks to everyone who joined us. Just to give a bit of background, I actually work with what's called a non-ethical monogamy app called Swing Hub in the UK. And as Ruth said, we're aware that the UK is going to introduce legislation for age verification. So we've actually set up a very, very robust program to age verify our members.
Just an explainer, Graeme, what's the app that you work with?
Swing Hub. It's basically for swingers. We call it ethical non-monogamy.
Yeah. So this is adult swingers.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I hate to see Charlie. But anybody who joins our site has to submit a government ID or a facial picture. We have a band of moderators who are trained specially to identify false face pictures and false IDs, and everybody has to submit it before they can access the content. Now, as regards pornography, and I appreciate what Ruth's saying that it's been influencing young men, but you're never going to get rid of pornography. Pornography has existed since the dawn of time. In France, there's pornographic images on cave paintings of people having sex. It's like anything that's geared towards adults, whether it be tobacco, whether it be alcohol, whether it be firearms, it needs to be regulated and it needs to be tightly controlled. Now, as for what pornography is, you know, showing, i.e. the violence, as other members have said, the choking, the slapping, I think it was James said, that's a performance, these are entertainers. His analogy of action movies was spot on. But as Andy said, the protection of children is paramount. You are not going to get rid of pornography. That is not going to happen.
I don't think anyone's trying to get rid of it, though. Do you know, of course it's there, and of course people will want to access it, and there will be a demand for it as old as time. But is it not too prevalent and too easy for children to access right now?
Absolutely. And that's why I would encourage what France has done and what the UK has done and what I hope Ireland will have to do eventually. The idea is you're not going to stamp it out, OK? It's the same way with alcohol. You're not going to get rid of alcohol. kids are going to get alcohol, but that doesn't mean you tell an off license, sell it to anybody you want, because they're going to get it anyway. You put the protections in place, you involve the parents in the protections, and you make sure that this particular service, whether it be alcohol or whatever it is, that is damaging to children, doesn't reach their hands as best you can.
Yeah. Clarity Mills is on the line, a professional dominatrix and sex educator. Are you there, Clarity?
Yes, I am.
Hi. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I think I agree with everybody. The protection of children is paramount. I think from the ILO perspective, you know, one of the concerns that they raised and the CEO actually fronted to Politico is the concern about the French statute from ARCOM to use a third party authenticator and their ability to validate the security of people's personal data is going to decrease. So from a business perspective, I also own an IT company and I understand their perspective from that angle, which is that if they have the data and it's used as a third party that is not controlled by their entity, they cannot legally validate that that data is not going to be abused and misused and they may be legally liable. So I understand their positioning as a company. One of the things that I find concerning, as everybody's already mentioned, is that there's VPN simulators. You know, Pornhub is only one of hundreds of thousands of sites that where this content is available. According to the latest stats, 2.3 million children, minors under the age of 18, were accessing Pornhub on an annual basis, which is a lot considering the percentage of the population. What I'd like to see is more meaningful reforms on sex education and also parental responsibility that's rolled out. If you can't control the content by regulating it, banning it is only going to create a dark market, black market, and exacerbate the problem where you're having children use other types of platforms that can't easily be regulated because you cut off the head of the largest platform, thousands and millions of others will rise up. Instead, work collaboratively with ARCOM and other government agencies to work on making sure that underage content or exploitative content is not viewed by minors is actually the way forward. One of the things I think that is the most concerning about this situation is that we had this with OnlyFans in 2021, where they banned all sexual explicit content. And the reason why they went that direction is because third-party payment platforms such as Visa, American Express, would not work with them as a result of two American statutes, FOSTA and SESTA. Both were targeted initially at reducing sex trafficking of children and women and underage minors in at-risk categories. And whilst it started off as a really good idea, the reality of the situation, why OnlyFans actually rolled back that decision several months later, is that they realized that they were harming the original content creators who were trying to do good work and make a living off of it during COVID times, and that it was actually backfiring and it hurting the company's public image overall. And they were able to strike a deal with payment processors where they were able to regulate their content more effectively. I think what's happening in France right now is following the Gisele Pellico cases is that what the politicians are doing is a lot of virtue signaling and it's not a lot of meaningful movement in the right direction, which is to regulate the content.
But it would be a small step nonetheless. Now, the vast majority, someone says, of us have enjoyed porn at one time or another, but let's be honest, never without some form of guilt. Everyone knows it's intrinsically wrong and it's time for regulation through identification. Ruth, let me come back to you just on the last word on this. Ruth Breslin, director of the SCRP Institute. Surely if adults want to take part in this, they should sign up properly and not be afraid to give their ID.
I mean, I think that, you know, this is a case of looking at really what the content of porn is. I think one of the reasons we called our study Facing Reality is because we really need to understand what is on the mainstream platforms right now, what are on the mainstream pornography platforms. We did a very recent analysis just a few weeks ago of the first 100 titles that appear on Pornhub in Ireland. The content was rife with incest, with non-consensual content, with content taken from supply cameras of, you know, films of women in changing rooms and places where they never knew they were being filmed. There was so much content that featured extreme violence. There were thumbnails of videos with their women's faces contorted in pain, with being choked, being strangled with men's hands around their throat. This we have got to understand. This is for parents, it's for educators.
And the worry, Ruth, is that if children see this, they're going to think it's normal.
This is available in two clicks. It's not just that they're going to think it's normal. The evidence demonstrates that it's shaping our young people's sexual scripts, that this is what they're bringing into their real-world relationships. And it can be found in two clicks. I can go into Pornhub right now, click the button saying I'm over 18, and that kind of extreme content that I've just described is no longer being presented as extreme. This is what's being presented to young people as sex. Young people are going there to learn about sex, and this is what they're being exposed to. And this is a massive problem. So can we all just agree that, you know, we need this regulation for the very, very least, our young people are not exposed to this kind of content that is driving sexual violence in our society.
We'll certainly move it in the right direction. Anyway, Ruth Breslin, thank you very much for joining us. Andy Lee as well, Clarity Mills, and Graham James as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.